As I said before, it seems to be the greatest preoccupation of God the Father is to convince us of His love and mercy. And I suppose that's because we're sinners and we're afraid of Him. And He's saying, you're not going to get holy until you are convinced of My love for you, which comes first. And when that happens to somebody, then they love in return. And they'll do anything for the Lord. And they get holy. And that's what the Lord, every time that the church starts to sink into, I don't know, building schools, doing all sorts of stuff, the Lord has to come and convince us again. The heart of this is that you accept My mercy and that you preach My mercy. That's why Pope Francis is the man for the job right now. Because that famous remark of his that has been so abused, who am I to judge? He's just saying, look, I'm not God. I know what my job is as the head of the church and successor of Peter, is to proclaim the mercy of God so that people will turn to Him and be saved. And how many times that happens. I don't know why, but somebody told me it was one of the fellows in the Navy over there in Naples. And when Padre Pio was still alive, they would go up to Pietroclino to visit Padre Pio and go to confession to him. This fellow was telling me he went to confession and he confessed that he missed Mass a couple of times, his own fault. And Padre Pio just began to weep. You know, the tragedy of that, that this person would not be there at the Mass and receive the body and blood, it so saddened him that he began to weep. Well, the fellow telling me that, of course, he's never missed Mass since. It just occurred to me when I was starting to talk about that. And here's Padre Pio bearing the very signs in his body of the Passion. He had the stigmata. And so as we live through this day today, let us recall the mercy of God. It's not that God is a pushover or that He makes light of sin. He doesn't make light of sin. But He's trying to convince us that we will only be who we are supposed to be if we come to love His mercy, rely on His mercy, and finally be won over by His mercy. And that's why, as I said earlier, from the very beginning of the church, especially starting about the 12th to 13th century, there's always been a feast in honor of the mercy, the Sacred Heart, and devotion to the Sacred Heart has been since Gertrude. Gertrude was a Cistercian about the 13th century, and then followed up with Margaret Mary Alacoque, and then Therese. Therese's whole vocation, she offered herself as a victim to the merciful love of God. So let's take some time today to just ask the Holy Spirit to impress on us the reality of the mercy of the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we can spread it And then we can act like it. And we can be merciful.